Begin transmission.
Tu estación 102.3, El Patrón.
Sí, 102.3. But this is not El Patron. This is Anon Radio, and it's 1930. Therefore, you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm getting out of my car here at Herrenhaven because we've got a fairly decent day. Well, it's a little bit windier out here than it was at my house, but that's fine. The thermometer on my back porch said it was over 50 degrees. I don't know if that's quite true, but it is fairly decent out here. And the sun is shining. And so I thought, maybe we should go to Herrenhaven, and maybe this will be the last time we can go here this year. I'm walking up the access road that leads to the Mulhall's property, because I just want to look out over the property to see if we can see any dudes. To see if we can spot any of the last marmots of the year. But I don't see any from this angle. So we might as well head into the forest and see what we can find. Yeah, so I don't know if it's actually 50 degrees. I would say it's around 45. All measurements are in Fahrenheit at this point. And after I looked outside and noticed it seemed like a decent day, I did check the Weather Channel. And they said it's going to get cold in the next couple days. Like, they said 10 to 15 degrees below average. And it's going to get cold overnight. So this is a good time to come out. As I walk around the shed here. What's anything under the shed? No. There's a lot of leaves piled up in front of the little mati holes, and so we know that there's no matis in there today. Oh boy. Yeah, so it's shortly after noon local time, and the sun does feel kind of good beating down on my shoulders, which is unusual because usually I hate it. Walking into the forest now. All the big trees have lost their leaves. But there are other lower trees and shrubs that still have leaves on them. And this particular tree slash bush, whatever this is, still has berries on it. So there's still lots of food for all the dudes who eat berries. That's good. I got my sunglasses on still, because I'm kind of walking into the sun. Yeah, with all the leaves off of all the big trees, the trail is very sunny. There's no canopy anymore, because it is fall. It is autumn. And we're slowly working our way towards winter. Oy. I woke up a little bit late this morning, which is weird because I went to bed kind of early. I was asleep before 2 a.m. And I slept straight through until about 11. Man, I don't know what was wrong with me. So now I'm walking through the cut. We're heading back out to the Mulhall's property to check for marmots from another angle here. Yeah, it's a little breezy over here without the trees to block the wind. And as I stand here on the edge of the Mulhalls property, I'm not seeing any dudes. There's no Matis out here today. Also no deer or anything else. So I'm going to turn around. Kind of try to get out of that wind here. And we'll go out onto the boardwalk. Let's see if there's anything exciting happening out there. Oy. I still have my sunglasses on, but now I'm walking into the sun again, so I'm glad I do. Doot-doot-dee-doo. Let's walk around this little path here, and we'll be able to check out the sub pond. What's going on in the sub pond today? Oh, it's just glass still. Oh, there's some ripples from the wind, but not a lot. Water level is a little bit higher. And that's odd. I'm looking at the tunnels, the scratty tunnels that go under the land bridge. And the one on the left is almost submerged completely. Why would the water level be higher? It hasn't rained or anything. I wonder if somebody adjusted the weir. You know, the weir is the... the outfall, but that's not quite the word I'm looking for. Herrenhaven is not a static lake. You know, it's fed by a spring and as well as, you know, runoff from rains. And so there is a weir with a standpipe, and if somebody closed that up, that would raise the water level a little bit. Yeah, the water level is definitely higher. As I walk out onto the boardwalk, there's water up to here. So, that's interesting. I wonder if somebody thought, oh, we need to raise the water level over the winter. Oh, I was walking out onto the boardwalk and I didn't even see who's out here. There's a duck. There's a duck sitting out here on the boardwalk. I'm not going to hassle him. I'm backing up. I wasn't even paying attention. Now he's going back to sleep. There's a few ducks out here. There's two or three ducks under the end of the boardwalk. There's some swimming around over there by Maple Street. They're out there. Okay. Maybe we should talk to him. I brought my duck call out today so we can make duck noises. That's my duck call. I'm saying hi to the ducks, but this duck who's sleeping on the boardwalk, he didn't even look. He's still sleeping. He's like, oh, I'm going to ignore that guy. All right. So, that's awesome. I got a duck sleeping on the boardwalk. He's so sleepy. I'm turning around, and we're going to go back into the forest so we can do some more duck calls. Now, I'm not sure what kind of duck this is supposed to be. This duck call is really just a toy. And I bought it in a toy store for like $4. So it's nearly not meant to imitate the call of any specific duck. It's just sort of this general duck noise-making device. I wouldn't mind having other duck calls that are specific to certain species of ducks. But duck calls are very expensive. I mean, the cheapest duck call you're ever going to find is going to be $20 or $30. Your average duck call price is probably around $50 to $60. And there are some that cost even more than that. So, obviously I'm not going to be collecting any duck calls soon. Just because I don't have the cash to be doing such a thing. Oh, a squirrel just ran across the path in front of me. He's got a walnut in his mouth. He's not moving. I'm 4 meters away. 3 meters away. 2 meters away. There he goes. About 1.5 meters away before he decided to move. He knows I'm not after his walnut. I don't want to hassle the squirrelies. So here I am now, standing in the wall blind. I'm looking back at the billabong, and I'm not seeing much of anything going on. There's a lot of leaves on the water, but I don't see any scratty action. There's no ducks back here, but maybe we should give them a duck call anyway. Maybe we should do... Okay. You know the song Lowrider by War? Dun 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 dun. All my friends know the lowrider. Here's how you do lowrider on a duck call. Yeah, that's how you call lowrider ducks. I don't see any lowrider ducks flying in or swimming towards me, so we're going to turn around and walk out of here. Oh, what's going on in Frog Harbor? Well, with all the leaves off some of these shrubs and trees, you can see into Frog Harbor much better now. There's a lot of tree limbs and stuff that have fallen into the water around here. Jeez. Yeah, there's a lot of... We did have some wind in the last few days or week or so. So there are some tree limbs, dead tree limbs, that have broken off trees. What's this? Here's a squirrel 2 meters in front of me right here in the path. What are you looking for, buddy? He's right here. I feel like if I fell forward, I could grab him. I'm going to slowly move a little bit closer. I can't believe how close to this squirrel I am. Okay, hi, buddy. He's now 1.5 meters away, and he's just sitting on the stick looking at me. What you doing, buddy? Oh, my God, he's right here. All right, now he's sort of starting to move away. I'm walking past him a little bit, too. Wow. What is up with the squirrels today? They're not showing any fear. No fear of humans. Or maybe it's just they're showing no fear of Tobe because they know they don't have to be afraid around here. I'm not going to take their walnuts. I'm not going to hassle them. I like dudes like squirrels. And I exude that, and they know it. They can smell me coming, and they say, hey, it's that guy. That guy that we like to drop walnuts on. He's so fun. He never does anything back, so we can... What was that? I heard a sound back there in the forest, in the leaves. It must have just been a squirrel. Leaves on the ground everywhere, so every time some dude makes a step, I can hear it. I can hear all the dudes. All right, here we are at the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And I'm looking for anything. There's no more duckweed back here. I don't see any ducks. I don't see any anything. I guess it's the cold season at Harrenhaven now, because I don't see any dudes anywhere. So let's head on down to the big blind. See if we can see anything out in the main part of the pond. Oh boy, there's a squirrel up there too. What are all these squirrels doing? They got plenty of walnuts to eat still, so I imagine the squirrels are all still very, very happy. And there he goes, zip, zip, zoom. All right, walking into the big blind. What do we got? What do we got? Well, straight out ahead of me, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 mallard pairs. 8 ducks, 4 females, 4 males. And way, way out there, there's some more ducks. Oh, over there on one of those sticks where we used to find the green heron, there's 2 ducks just sitting there. What was that sound over there? Oh, there's a duck. Oh, it's a mallard. There's a duck in the delta, and he dove. And he made a splash, and it's a mallard male. Oh. Then even closer to me here, between the delta and the blind, there's more ducks. There's 2, 4, 6, 8 more ducks, all mallards in pairs. Let's see if any of them like lowriders. No, they don't even respond. They don't even look up. They don't even look towards me. I'm quacking. I'm a quacky duck dude. There's nobody on any logs. It's a sunny day. I kind of expected to see some turtles out here. Sunning themselves. Trying to catch some rays. But no. I'm scanning the rim of the pond. Looking for other dudes. I'm seeing some ducks here and there. But I'm not seeing any herons. No herons to be found. Where, oh, where could they be? I wonder if I have a heron call. Is this a heron call? That's not much of a heron call. But that's okay. I don't think there's any herons out here to see it. I got a lot of weird noise-making stuff in my pockets today. Actually, I carry that siren around with me all the time. But I leave the duck call. Oh, wait. There's a little turtle on the log over there. He's little. He's about 4 inches long. His carapace is 4 inches long. He's on a log. Let's give him a quack. Quackity quacks. And that turtle did not respond to my quacking noises. I need a mallard call, you know, one that sounds more quacky. Quack, quack. So I can talk to all these mallards. Maybe I should look into that. Maybe I should find how much a mallard duck call goes for. Oh, what else is going on out here? That's about it. Not seeing any other dudes. Just the occasional ducks, and I can barely see any duckweed. There's some in the delta, but that's about it. And there's some way, way out there, way across the pond. But I think the duckweed is dying off, which must mean it's getting closer to winter. It's gonna get cold overnight, too. So, alright, I'm looking up into the trees. I'm scanning around, looking up high into the trees, looking for any other types of birds, any boids who might be out there, up there. I do not see any boids. Oh well. I do hear somebody rolling around in the leaves over here, though. Probably another squirrely. Squirrelies are fun. It's actually a pretty decent day to be out. Oh, and I just remembered I sort of need maple syrup. I forgot to buy maple syrup at the store the last time I went. When was that? 2 days ago?
For some reason, I remembered to buy more waffles.
But I did not buy maple syrup.
All right, I'm standing here in front of the turtle reproduction pond. I see a shape in the reeds down there across the pond. Is that a dude in the reeds, or is that just schmutz or something? I think that's just nothing. Because that's kind of a spot where you would might expect a scratty to sit, but that's not a scratty back there. And it's not a lowrider duck either. Okay, so back on the path. Wandering around. Here's another little bush with little berries on it, right at marmot level. Maybe some marmots need to come back here to get some berries. Yeah, the water level is up a little bit. I can tell right there. Huh. So the water level is a little bit higher. The only reason I can think of that, why that would be, is somebody closed the weir off a little bit to raise the water level. I guess this might be in preparation of winter so that when it freezes over, there's still water underneath. I don't know. The only other thing that I can think of is that the weir might be blocked. Maybe there's beavers in here and they're blocking up the weir to create a dam. I don't think that's the case. Not at this time of year. That does happen occasionally, but that's usually in the early spring. And I like beavers, they're funny. We do get them in here every once in a while, but the beavers are kind of bad for the ecosystem, since this is a very unbalanced and very forced sort of ecosystem. The beavers get in here and they start damming stuff up and it messes all kinds of things up. And since there's no predators on the beavers can really wreak havoc. So when the beavers show up, they start trying to raise the water level, and then somebody comes out here and they adjust the weir so that more water drains out. The water level gets low, and when the water level gets low, then the beavers leave and they go elsewhere. And we have low water levels for a while. And when the beavers leave, we crank the weir back up and let the water level raise. All right, I've exited the back 40. I'm standing on the land bridge overlooking the Billabong. I'm not seeing anything. Nothing's going on. Then I turn around and I face the other direction and I'm looking into the sub pond. What's going on in the sub pond? Yeah, still nothing. So it's kind of a slow autumn day. It's cool, but not intolerable. Don't know where all the dudes are. But I'm glad we came out. Will this be the last trip to Herrenhaven this year? It very well could be. They said it's going to get cold, and if it stays cold, we'll be staying in. And we won't be back out here until next year. So I'm looking around, trying to get one more visual spotting of some kind of dudes. Any kinds of dudes out here today? Just the squirrelies. There's one. He's digging. He's burying a nut or something. I don't see any other dudes, though. I can hear them. I can hear little squirrels running around in the forest and the leaves, and I can hear somebody grinding. Yeah, see that guy up there in the tree? He's grinding a walnut. Oh, and here we have another visitor entering the forest today. So, I don't know. I don't think we're going to see much of anything else today. Hello. On this, possibly the last trip to Harrenhaven this year. But it's kind of nice. It's funny. It's noon, but the sun is coming in at a 45-degree angle. Shouldn't the sun be directly overhead? Well, yeah, it should. But not at this time of year. Look at those puffballs. Those puffballs, as I leave the forest and look back into the bocage, those puffballs are turning brown and drying up. Oh, and here's a bun right here. Hello, Mr. Bun. There's a bun right by the puffballs, and he just had to jump over the puffballs to go up into his little hiding space. He's kind of a big bun. I like buns. He was a nice bun, and there's a squirrel running across the outdoor classroom. Jumped up into a tree. Oh, looking down into the dragonfly pond, not much going on. It's all covered in duckweed, though, still. I have a feeling tonight might kill off all the duckweed. If it gets cold enough. If it gets as cold as they say. And they were talking below freezing. I think they said 25 degrees Fahrenheit. So that ought to be pretty chilly. Alright, so here's the butterfly garden. Looking like it's entered its winter dormant mode. Should I bother looking for mantises? We going to have any praying mantises today? Let's walk along the front of the building here. See if we can see any mantises in these bushes. Okay, so here's the first butterfly bush. It's looking a little weak. It's looking a little wilty. Yeah, if it frosts tonight. Although it's up against the building here. But if it gets this cold tonight, I don't know. This could be the last night for plants. For green plants. And I'm not seeing a mantis anywhere on this big bush. So we're going to walk down here a little bit further. What is this? I'm not seeing any mantises around here. Here's the next butterfly bush where my mantises like to hang out. But yeah, this one's not showing me any examples of mantises today either. I think we might have left the building. We might have the season for praying mantises may be over. Because I'm checking some other bushes here and I'm not finding anything. I'm not seeing any bugs at all. There's a few weak flowers left on some of these bushes, but there's no bugs. I'm not seeing any bees, no moths, no butterflies, no grasshoppers. No mantises, so I think the bug season must be over. And so is this show. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm sort of working my way back to my car. And you should probably tune in tomorrow to see what else we get up to. We probably won't be coming out here, so this is probably it for this year. I'm out of here. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
3J クーマタ Welcome to my Onon Radio Show.